Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Daddy says,
Daddy, so we pay.
There's a woman here.
Oh, be recovered.
The baby in you had not moved for almost a week.
Oh, Martin Beninure, Koti, Mira, Fumbi, or second.
The Lord asked me to tell you the baby has come back to life.
Oh, Lord, when he can suffer, we pay. Oh, my not if I say.
Daddy asked me to tell someone.
Daddy, you can suffer when you come.
That project which you abandoned.
Oh, you said no. To that one, tell us what you did party here.
Will be dedicated before this time next year.
How about you? We thought the party here. Go to the way, Mojo.
Daddy asked me to tell someone.
Daddy, you can stop when you come.
That prodigal son shall come back home.
Oh, my life, Goro, yeah. You too, Pada Wale.
Thank you, Daddy.
Daddy, I see you.
The Lord asked me to tell someone. Those who said you are finished.
I want you to
we come back to say your God is mighty.
Wo pada so wa lati so wi pe alagbara ni Olorun re.
Daddy asked me to tell someone.
Daddy, you can stop when you come.
That door that has been shut permanently against you.
Ile kunye ti ati ti. To da bi pe ko se ni le si mo.
Shall be opened by Monday.
Ko do di ojo aje ati wa ni sisi.
Why don't we just lift our hands to the Almighty God and bless His holy name?
It's okay. Si Olorun Olodumare.
Let's glorify His holy name. Praise Him. He deserves it. He's already here. Even the dead can feel His presence. Praise Him. Give Him glory.
If you go for,
give Him glory.
If you go for,
give Him glory.
If you go for,
thank you, Father.
Bye bye, Shem.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name.
Ibukuni poru kami more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to a show.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to a show.
Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir, Shiro.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
We are serving the God of miracles. I know Yes, I know we're serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah. Daddy.
Daddy, I share.
The Lord asked me to tell his children.
Oluwani ki so fun awon omo ohun.
That tonight will be referred to as a night of jamboree of miracles.
We be ale yi ni a o ma pe ni ale awon akojopo ise iyanu lopolopo.
Daddy, we are grateful.
Daddy, eshun wa mo re o.
Thank you for Monday.
Adupe fun ojo aje.
Thank you for Tuesday.
Adupe fun ojo Isegun.
Thank you for Wednesday.
Adupe fun ojo Thursday.
Thank you for yesterday.
Adupe fun ano.
Thank you for today.
Adupe fun oni.
Thank you for tomorrow.
Adupe fun ola.
Thank you forever.
Adupe fun gbogbo igba.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Before this night is out, Daddy, let your children know that you are the Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
And let someone shout hallelujah.
Yeah, the funky hallelujah.
Shake hands with one or two people and tell him or her, I've already received my own.
But what law and the country be made you some way immediately take me bow.
And then you may please be seated, except those born in the month of December.
Let you know, eje ki ajoko, ya to si awon ti abi ni osu kejila.
If you are born in the month of December, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
To ba je osu kejila la bi o ki hallelujah.
Father, I want to thank you for your children born in the month of December.
Baba mo dupe lowo re fun awon omo re ti a bi ninu osu kejila.
I pray that these your children will become pillars in the house of God.
Mo gbadura ki awon omo re won yi ki won je opo mulero ninu ijo re.
That you will give them a brand new beginning of joy.
Ki o si fun won ni ibere otun ti ayo.
A new beginning of success.
Ibere otun ti aseyori.
A new beginning of progress. A new beginning of promotion. That everything that is not of God in their lives will end today.
ki ohun gbogbo ti ki se ti Olorun ninu aye won ko dopin loni.
In Jesus mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
Okay, children of December, another shout of hallelujah.
Eyin ta bi losu keji la ki hallelujah.
Thank you. The January Holy Ghost service, of course, will be in January.
Isin mi mimo ti osu kini yo waye bakan na ninu osu kini odun to nbo.
And the theme for January 2025 is glory ahead.
Akori isin mi mimo ti osu kini odun to nbo o na ni ogo ti nbe niwaju.
So tell the fellow next to you.
So for anything belegbe re,
whether the devil likes it or not, I'm going to see the new year.
Mr. Tani fe buko imari odun titun o.
On December the 31st,
ni ojo kokanlelogbon osu kejila,
there be a crossover service here.
Aisun odun ti isin aisun odun titun yo wa ni.
Of course, you hold your own in your various churches. But for those who choose to attend the service here, we will start with Holy Communion service at 7. And that will be the last Holy Communion service of the year. And it will be followed by a service of songs.
Yo, awo to wani isi ori to tele ti Ojaleluwa yen.
What do you think of this choir?
Kile yiro nipa awon akorin yi.
And they wonderful. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause for we're having, as you probably guessed, 3 services combined into 1 tonight.
The
Holy Ghost service
is the mimimo,
followed by Holy Communion service, followed by anointing service. We're already blessed. But all that had happened is mere introduction. By the time we finish here tonight, even the devil will know he's in trouble.
Amen. Eshu kan funra re, a mo pe ohun ti kan jangbon.
Let's go straight to the Word of God. I will try to be as brief as possible because of other services. Philippians chapter 3.
Philippians.
I will be reading from verse 7 to
14.
Philippians 3:7-14.
Philippi oriketa bere lati ese keje de ikerinla.
But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Sugbon unko un ti o ti ja si ere fun mi, awon ni mo ti ka si ofo nitori Christi.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Nitoto laishi aniani mo si ka o gbogbo si ofo nitori itayo imo Kristi Jesu Oluwa mi nitori eni ti mo ti sofo o gbogbo mo si ka won si igbe ke mi ki o le jere Kristi.
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
That I
may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
Ki emi ki o le mo ati agbara jinde re ati alabapin ninu iya re nigba ti mo ba faramo iku re.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
Bi o le se ki emi ki o le de ibi ajinde awon oku.
Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
Ki se pe owo mi ti te na tabi mo ti di pipe sugbon emi le panso bi owo mi yo le te ere na nitori eyi ti a ti di mi mu pelu lati odo Jesu Kristo Oluwa wa.
Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Ara emi ko kara mi si eni ti owo re ti te na sugbon o nkan yi le mi se emi ngbagbe awon nkan ti o wa lehin mo si naga wo awon nkan ti o wa niwaju.
I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Emi lepa lati de opin ireje ni fun ere ipe giga Olorun ninu Kristi Jesu.
Our team is onward Christian soldiers.
Akole ohun ti an ba wa soro lole yi ni e ma tesiwaju Christiani ologun.
Three words: onward.
Oro meta tesiwaju.
Christian.
Christiani.
Soldiers.
Ologun.
We have already learned, those of us who are here from Monday.
Atiko lopo lopo awati awani lati ojo aje.
That praise is a weapon of warfare.
We pe iyi o je ohun ija ti a nlo ninu ni ogun jija.
Which is why we kept on praising God and praising God.
Eyi ni ereji ti a fi yin Olorun ti a si yin siwaju ati siwaju.
Many of you may not know it. But tonight, particularly when the choir was ministering, hands that have been bound have been loosed. Legs that the enemy had anchored had been loosed. We've learned that the worst thing that can happen to anyone,
are you at Koeko? We pay unto Buruju to Le Shelles, any Kenny,
is for your ally to join your enemies.
Oniki or Re Ulubejare, Koalo Fiele, Darakoma, or Tare Tumbauta.
That this can only come if you are proud. So we had already learned that of all our weaknesses,
as it is called, we
the one that can turn God against us straight away, is pride.
Ona ni igberaga.
And then we have learned that a sick soldier is of no use to the commander in chief.
As it tun ko eko wi pe omo ogun ti en saisan ko wulo fun oga ogun ohun oludari ogun na.
So we said that your commander in chief is very, very eager to heal you.
As it ko wi pe oludari ogun wa o mura tan lati wo wa san.
And then of course we learned yesterday that almost all your problems are related to forces of darkness.
As the caller number can now, we pay over a check with book, which wrote and do you car and where milk might barrel can belay you on.
And that if there is light, things will change for the better.
We pay tea, my leba wow, on book, why you quite a serere.
And like the testimony, you had somebody shouted, "Let there be light," and a snake escaped from the house.
As he ripe any conky, we pick him like you were a Joseph Sajadi, Ninule.
We all know that a snake is a representative of Satan.
Bubu Alamo, we pay a Joe, as you do Satani.
Might be a good idea if you shout, "Let there be light tonight."
Yo, Joe, and Torewa. To bale kigbe lale yi pe ki imole ki o wa.
Because there might be some snakes inside of you.
Awon ejo kokan le ma be ninu re.
One of my sons gave a testimony during the Abuja Holy Ghost service in November.
Ikan ninu awon omo mi jeri kan ni igba ti a lo se isin mi mimo labuja ni osu kokanla.
When the Almighty God entered into her mom, I mean his mom.
Nigba ti Olorun Olodumare wo inu re.
She vomited a live wall gecko.
O si omo le lopo jade lati enu e.
I don't know what is hiding in you.
Mi o mo nto farapamo sinu e o.
Please let me hear you shout, "Let there be light."
Your war, Jackie Goku Kigbe, Jackie Malek, your war.
Demons don't appear on X-ray.
I want a miokuku, one in Farahan, look to a road, look it out.
Because they are not made of flesh and blood like you and I.
Need to rewind, near Rata Biege.
But I'm saying one more time. That if you don't mind, if there's anything planted in you that is not planted by God, if you will shout, "Let there be light," one more time.
Si Obama kigbe lekan si pe ki imole ki o wa.
Tonight is a special night.
Ale yi je ale to se pataki.
So please don't look at time.
Jo ma woju ago.
A night like this comes only once in a lifetime.
Iru ale bayi e kan la ma riru e lojo aye eyan.
A husband complained.
Oko o bere si ni raun.
That he is not understanding the kind of wife he has.
Wo pe iyawo ohun oro e oye o mo o.
So we discuss.
Awa zo foro jo mi toro oro.
And I ask the lady.
Mo bere lowo obirin na.
What are all these strange things that your husband said is happening?
Ki wa ni gbogbo n ti oko re fejo re sun ko nsele yi.
So don't mind him.
Na ma da lohun.
His mother is the witch, not me.
Pe iya re la je ki se mi o.
I said, of course I agree.
Well, more so, oh, Tony, we'll find a man to so.
And then the Holy Spirit has asked me to say, could you tell me your most frequent dream?
Well,
usually I just find myself among snakes. And the snakes will be playing with me. They look as if they are my children. And there's nothing in you. Everything that is in you, all of you who are listening to me, that is not of God, let me hear you shout, let there be light. Onward, Christian soldier. Who is a Christian? According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. A Christian is a new creature. Who is now in Christ. Who has surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. Who
has
been washed by the blood of the Lamb.
And
is now completely new. In his ways, in his thoughts, in his actions, he's new.
Ninu oro, ninu ero, ati ninu ishere.
It's not like he used to be.
Koribo ti ri tele mo.
He's born again.
O ti di atubi.
Now, who is a soldier?
Tani omo ogun.
Particularly of Christ now.
Baba omo ogun ti omo yin Jesu Christi.
A soldier of Christ.
Omo ogun Christi.
Is someone chosen by Christ. As soon as he's born again, he's chosen by Christ.
As
a matter of fact, to be born again at all, you must have been chosen.
In
John chapter 6, verse 44.
John
6:44. Jesus Christ said,
Jesus Christ, we pray,
no man can come unto me. Except my Father draws him. It doesn't matter how great the preacher may be. When he gives the altar call, if God is not drawing you, you won't come. So if you gave your life to Jesus Christ, it's because God has drawn you. And the moment he drew you to salvation, he chooses you to be part of his army. John 15, verse 16. John 15, verse 16. Made it abundantly clear. In the army of Christ,
ninu omo ogun Christi,
there are no volunteers.
Ko si awon sise mo gbowo nbe.
He said, "You have not chosen me.
Only kisi eyin lo yan mi.
I have chosen you."
Emi ni mo yan yin.
The moment God brings you into salvation,
it is
evidence that He has chosen
you
to be one of His soldiers.
In 2
Timothy chapter
2, you
can read it from verse 3 to 4. 2 Timothy 2, 3 to
4.
If you are a child of God, you are chosen to be a soldier of Christ. Chosen by Him. You don't volunteer to be in the army of the Lord. He chooses you. So if you are a true child of God, thoroughly saved, not a pretender, you immediately cease to be a civilian. You become a soldier of Christ. So all of you who are soldiers of Christ, according to the definition I've given you now, wave your hand and shout hallelujah.
Your word is okay. Hallelujah.
Now, the moment you join the army of Christ,
it
is going to train you. It's going to take you through what the military call boot camp.
It
will take you through what the military call boot camp.
In the
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 that I mentioned earlier,
he says
you will have to endure hardness.
Didn't say
hardship, he said hardness. All right, thank you, sir. That's better. When you say what is the difference between a soldier and a civilian,
is that the soldier
have been toughened.
Oni wipe awon ti a npe ni omo ogun yi won ti la ina koja.
And then they become warriors.
Won wa di omo ogun nitoto.
And let me go straight to the fact that if you are a Christian soldier,
then lost tara wipe ti o ba je omo ogun Christi,
you come under a commander-in-chief.
Balogun re, wa wa si abe balogun re.
Our commander-in-chief is the one who is called the Lord of Hosts.
Balogun wa o na ni a npe ni Oluwa awon omo ogun.
Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10.
Iwe oni Davidi ori keri lelogun ese keje si kewa.
Psalm 24 from verse 7 to 10.
Oni Davidi ori keri lelogun ese keje si kewa.
And the Bible describes him.
Bible si so nipa re pe
that he is strong.
Be ole.
Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31.
Iwe Isaiah ori ogoji. Ese keji din ni ogbon de kokanle ni ogbon.
Isaiah 40 28 to 31.
I was aye ori ogoji ese keji din ni ogbon de kokanle logbon.
He is so strong that he neither sleeps nor slumbers.
O lagbara debe debi wipe ki to gbe be ni ki sun.
He never gets tired.
Are ki si mu.
Is described as mighty.
A tun juwe re gege bi eni to lagbara.
It's not just mighty, he's the almighty. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Jeremiah 32, verse 27.
Jeremiah, ori kejilelogbon, ese iketadilogbon.
He can do all things. There's nothing too hard for him to do. But it's not just mighty, but he's mighty in battle. Our commander-in-chief, our God, is not a civilian. Exodus 15, verse 3.
Exodus
15 verse 3
says,
the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. It's called the Lord of hosts. Hosts in heaven. Hosts on earth.
Awon ogun taye.
Hosts under the earth.
Ati awon ogun ti isale ile.
According to Philippians chapter 2 verse 10.
Gege bi Philippi ori keji ese kewa ti so.
Philippians 2 verse 10.
Iwe Philippi ori keji ese kewa.
In the air.
Ni ofurufu.
There's no fighter like him.
Ko seni to le jabi ti e.
If you read Joshua chapter 10.
Go back away, Joshua, we get what?
From verse 1 to 11.
Last year, say, Kini de Kokola.
Joshua 10, 1 to 11.
Joshua, we get what? Kini de, say, Kawa de Kokola.
1 to 11.
Say, Kini de Kokola.
You will discover that our God is the first one to throw bombs.
Wari, we be alone, wa only near Koko, to Koko, to Ado Luru.
So if there is any force, that is trying to threaten you, and he says it's a force by air. Our commander in chief will bomb them. On land, there's no soldier like him.
Lori ile.
Number 16 from verse 23 to
34.
Number 16. 23 to
34.
When he wants to fight by land, all he has to do is tear the ground to open his mouth and swallow his enemies. Which is good news for somebody here tonight. Because every enemy that followed you here, unless they get out very quickly, the ground is going to swallow them up.
Amen.
But see, there's no fighter like him. Exodus 14 from verse 21 to 28.
Exodus 14:21-28.
Tells you when it comes to fighting by sea, there's no fighter like him.
Obadi peka man jani no mi ko si anita lefi we Olorun balogun wa.
So I have good news for those of you who are being tormented by marine spirits.
Bo wa ni iroyin ayo fun eyin to je pe emi ye mo ja nda yin lamu.
You won't hear about them anymore.
E o ni gbo nipa won mo o.
Now, I've done that much to tell you.
Bo kan so eleyi lati le fi han yi wi pe
a Christian soldier must never be afraid.
Christiani omo ogun ko gbodo beru ko gbodo sojo
because your commander in chief
nitori balogun re
is absolutely in charge.
O je eni to wa lojufo.
Now let's go to the operative word tonight.
E je ki e wa wo won oro ojuse ni ale yi.
Onward.
Tesiwaju.
Onward, Christian soldier.
E ma tesiwaju Christiani omo ogun.
He's saying to you,
o so fun oba yi wi pe
from now on,
lati oni lo,
in your life,
ninu aye re,
it must be forward ever.
Iwaju iwaju nikan ni wa ma lo.
Your commander in chief never expects you to go backward.
Balogun re ko reti nigba ki gba wi pe wa ma feyin rin wa ma feyin su.
In Exodus 14 from verse 1 to 28.
Ninu we Exodus ori kerin la ise kini de kejidilogbon.
When the children of Israel looked back and they saw the armies of Pharaoh,
nigba ti awon omo Israel weyin ti won si ri awon ogun Pharaoh,
what God said to Moses,
ohun ti Olorun so fun Mose,
is tell the children of Israel,
o ni pe so fun awon omo Israel,
to move forward,
pe ki won tesiwaju.
He didn't say tell them to go backward.
Ko so fun won pe ki won ru pada seyin.
As a Christian soldier,
Christiani omo ogun,
you need to know that you must never, never run from the enemy.
O ye ko da oloju ko si mo wi pe o lai lai e o gbodo sa fun awon ota.
The elders have a saying.
Awon agba man so bayi wi pe
it is who he who runs that is chased.
Anything salan le.
In the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko lo,
you will never run from the enemy again.
Oh ni sa fun awon ota mo.
And when you read Ephesians chapter 6,
nigba ti o ba si wa ka iwe Efesu ori kefa,
from verse 10 to 18,
ese ikewa si ikejidilogun,
Ephesians 6:10-18,
iwe Efesu ori kefa ese ikewa si ikejidilogun,
where the Bible was describing for us the armor of God.
Nigba ti inibi ti bibeli ti so fun wa awon orisirisi ohun ija ti a le lo gege bi omo ogun,
you will discover there is no armor for your back.
Wa shawari wi pe ko si ohun kankan ti a pese lati bo o leyin.
There is one for your head.
Iti pe ikan wa fun ori re.
One for your chest.
Ikan wa fun aya.
For your hands.
Ikan wa fun owo.
For your feet.
Ikan wa fun ti ese.
But nothing provided for your back.
Sugbon o a o pese oko ohun fun eyin re.
Because you are never, never to run.
Nitori o gbodo sa.
So I want you to tell your neighbor.
Mo fe ki o so fun eni tin belegbe re.
Stop running.
Mo sakiri mo.
Say it loud and clear.
So ki eni ti o longoro.
Onward Christian soldier means forward ever.
E ma tesiwaju omo ogun Kristi eyi tumo si pe a o gbodo soju a gbodo re iwesi seyin.
And he says no stopping. Keep moving forward. What if I come against an obstacle? Keep moving forward. You come against a wall. Like in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20.
Joshua 6, verse 20.
If you find yourself facing a wall, all you need to do to pull it down is to shout
hallelujah.
Every wall that the enemy had erected against your progress, it's going to fall tonight. Provided you can shout one big
hallelujah.
If you come against a mountain, you are not to turn back. You are to move the mountain. Mark 11:23-24. You command the mountain to move. And the mountain will move.
Okay, as a shidi.
I don't want to tell you many testimonies tonight because we have a long way to go. But I just want to remind you because it will be relevant to somebody in particular. One of my sons who was living in the same house. A different flat, but in the same house. With a herbalist. And told me that the herbalist was disturbing him. And I told him, move the herbalist. You're not the one to look for a new flat. He's the one who should move. It is darkness that must run from light. But he didn't listen to me. And then one day, police came and arrested him. Because the herbalist had reported him to the police. That at night, this fellow will be holding meetings in his flat. So they arrested him for holding prayer meeting in his flat. When he finally came out, I told him, whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Whatever you reject, you will be rejected. Do I hear somebody say, I forbid suffering? Do I hear somebody say, before I get home, every agent of the devil in my house must pack out? Why don't you say it as if you mean it?
So gege bi eni pe o ti nu e wa gogo iko satani tin de le mi wo ni dele ba won.
Amen.
Amen.
By the time they have kept my son in detention for days,
nigbati won ti fi mu re danrin ni ogba won fun ojo die.
Beaten by mosquitoes and all kinds of things.
Awon efon si dara si lara.
He was ready to move his mantle.
O wa pinu pe oke na ni lati sidi.
Open your mouth loud and clear.
Blainu re ni gboro.
I say, I'm a soldier of Christ. Every mountain blocking my way. Move tonight. No backward movement. No stopping.
Ko si iduro tiri.
No surrender.
Ko si ni si wi pe a so pa ajamo.
In Daniel chapter 3 from verse 1 to the end.
Ninu we Daniel ori keta ese kini de pari.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said before the end of the year.
Oluwa so wi pe ki odun yi to pari.
Somebody will be singing.
Eni kan ma ma ko ori.
And the song will be
ori nan sini wi pe
what the Lord has done for me I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me. Who is the one who will be singing that song? Let me hear you shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah, la.
And Daddy asked me to tell you.
Daddy needs so far.
We will hear your testimony.
How good is it?
In Daniel chapter 3.
In the Daniel Uriketa.
The old chapter, you know the story.
You know, last year, I'm not sure.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego
told the king,
once of Moba,
we will not surrender.
I will need Deriba.
Our God, whom we serve,
or Lorua Editi and Sin,
our commander in chief,
Balogunwa.
He's able to deliver us. And even if he chooses not to deliver us, we refuse to bow. And because he refused to bow, they also refused to burn. Because they refused to bow, they refuse to burn.
Want to call back and on lati teriba.
The fire refused to burn them.
Beni inako kosi jo won.
All right. I decree in the name that's above every other name.
Mo pa se ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko lo.
The fire that the enemy may have built for you. We roast them themselves.
I want ni na yen ma jo guru guru
forward ever.
Iwaju iwaju nikan.
No stopping.
Kosi iduro.
No surrender.
Kosi teriba.
No compromise.
Best ni kosi gbojege.
In Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to the end.
Daniel Urikefa, ese kini de ipari.
Daniel 6, 1 to the end.
Daniel Urikefa, ese kini de ipari.
The enemy tries to get Daniel to compromise. To stop what he had been doing for God. Stop praying. I said, not only will I pray, I will pray in such a way you will see me praying. You know the story. He refused to compromise. And those who thought they could finish him said, now the lions will do the
job.
Meti came out of the lion's den. And the lion finished those who would have finished him. I have good news for a soldier of Christ. If any person or group of persons
are
beholding meetings to destroy you, you will shout for joy when you hear of their ending.
Wa ke fun ayo nigba ti o ba ma gbo bi won se pari ode aye won.
So onward, Christian soldier.
Mate siwaju Christian omo ogun.
Forward ever.
Iwaju ni kan ni.
Backward never.
Ko si pe a n lo eyin.
No stopping.
Ko si idaduro.
No surrender.
Ko si si pe a n jowo.
No retreat.
Ko si igbeyida.
No compromise.
Ko si igbojege.
No truce with the enemy.
Ko si si pe o a n la ibara eni laja pelu ota.
You need to get this one deep into you.
Mo wa fe ki eleyi o rile dodo ninu yin o.
Now when you go forward,
nigba ti o ba lo tesi waju,
why are you commanded to keep marching forward?
E se ti won fi pa ase fun wa wi pe ka kan ma tesi waju nikan ni.
Because there is a goal in front.
Nitori ile pa kan be ni waju.
In the text that I read to you,
he said, I
am pressing on
because
I want to get something.
What
was it? Is stretching forward
to get.
By the time you read 2 Timothy chapter 4,
2
Timothy chapter
4,
from verse
6
to
8,
by the time he finally reached his goal, he released a secret to us. So there's a crown. There's a crown waiting. When we go to the university, why are we studying so hard?
Why
do we study at night at a time when we should be sleeping? Because we want something. Why do you find soldiers going from one battle to another? When you see some generals, You will see them wearing so many medals.
Aori awon ohun ti a fi se eso fun won.
There is a goal for you.
Ohun kan be ilepa kan be fun o.
There's a crown waiting for you.
Ohun na ni ade to duro ni o.
And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
you will la Jesus Christi,
you will not miss your own crown.
Amen. Oh, ni padanu ade ti e o.
Now let me talk very briefly. I'm trying to be as brief as possible. What is to be the lifestyle of a Christian soldier? What do you know a true Christian soldier?
Bawo ni a se fe mo ni toto omo ogun Christi, bawo la se fe da mo.
The lifestyle of a Christian soldier is a lifestyle of praise.
Ohun akoko ninu igbesi aye omo ogun Christi o na ni iyin.
Psalm 34 verse 1.
Orin David ori kerin le ni ogbon ese ikini.
Psalm 34 verse 1.
Orin David ori kerin le logbon ese ikini.
We learn from the giant killer David. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. A soldier of Christ never grumbles. They don't complain. They are always praising God. Somebody said, why are you always shouting hallelujah, Pastor Adeboye? A lifestyle of a Christian soldier is a lifestyle of praise. And I've taught us before, even when prayer fails, praise will not fail. You can hardly find anyone who got a breakthrough who had not worshipped God first. And since this is your own night of breakthrough, I would have given you minutes to praise God. But because of time, I would say one more time, shout Master. Hallelujah.
Masole kansi ke hallelujah.
A lifetime of the Christian soldier. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I think I've had this one before, so God must be really serious about this. And I want to say amen to it before I tell you. Daddy says,
Daddy saw we pay.
Someone has seen droplets of blessings. But he should get ready for showers of blessings. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord asked me to tell you something before the word will come.
You've
heard it before. One great man of God came to visit me. And he began to tell all the things that God had been doing for him. God did this, God did that, God did that.
Olorun se bayi o se gba o se ohun o se koko baba asasun.
And I kept on saying, ah, glory be to God.
O si bere si ni so pe ogo ni fun Olorun, ogo ni fun Olorun.
And then all of a sudden,
lojiji,
he turned around and said, sir,
I'm
the only one who has been talking. You have not said anything that God did for you. I said, ah, sir, if I were to tell you what God has been doing for me, you would say God is partial. The Lord asked me to tell you somebody. By the time you begin to tell of what he had done for you, your neighbor will say God is partial. The lifestyle of a Christian soldier is a lifestyle of prayer. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5
verse
17. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, so you are to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The lifestyle of a Christian soldier is a life of power. A Christian soldier is not a weakling. The one who called you has empowered you. In Mark chapter 3 from verse 13 to 15. Mark 3:13-15. Those that he chose, he gave them power. You are not a weakling. You have power. You may not realize it, but you have power. And from now on, you must use that power. Use the power to heal. Use the power to cast out demons. Until you begin to make use of the power, you might not even realize you have the power.
So, Babere, sini lu agbara yi o ti ele ma yi o wipe agbara na nbe ninu re.
In the hymn, special song for the Congress, the Bible tells you you have power to do exploits for God.
Bele so fun wa wipe a ni agbara lati le se ise takun takun fun Olorun.
I want to encourage you when you leave this Congress.
Mo fe gba yin ni iyanju pe ta ba ti kuro ni ipago yi,
begin to use your power.
Ma lo agbara re.
Miracles will begin to follow.
Ise ayanu a ma tele o
leyin. Wherever you go, joy will go.
Ibi kibi to ba lo ayo a wo be.
Miracles will follow.
Ise ayanu a tele
is a lifestyle of power.
O je igbesi aye agbara.
The lifestyle of a Christian soldier,
igbesi aye Christiani omo ogun,
is a lifestyle of faith.
O si je igbesi aye igbagbo.
This is very, very crucial.
O je pataki o.
Because the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Nitori Bibeli so wi pe ololodo yo ye nipa igbagbo.
God said it 4 times in the Bible.
E merin ototo l'Olorun so ninu Bibeli.
The just shall live by faith.
Ololodo yo ye nipa igbagbo.
And I just want to thank God.
Mo si fe dupe lowo Olorun
for one of the testimonies we had tonight.
Nipun ikan ninu awon eri ta gbo lale yi.
Of the woman who came, bought clothes for children.
Ora aso fun awon omo re.
Bought the wrapping something to back the children.
O si tun ra awon so ti won le timo de omo kekere.
Oja.
Oja.
Okay. Join those who are bringing forth children, even though she has been barren for donkey years.
O si darapo mo awon ti won gbe omo wa siwaju fun idupe bo tile je pe o tin woju Olorun fun odun pipe.
Dance with them.
O ba won jo.
Return to the husband and told him,
O si koju si oko re o wi pe,
I have received mine.
Mo ti gba temi o.
Is anybody here tonight who has already received something? God honors faith. May I say to somebody tonight, be it unto you according to your faith.
Yes, so for any money, Lale, put it for Gagabi Bagore.
Stop being a doubter.
The word, Dekum, Atima, she, Miji.
Be a man or woman of faith. You are a soldier of Christ. Believe me honestly, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Tell your neighbor, my own will not be impossible with God.
Amen. So for anything belegbe re wi pe temi o ni soro se fun Olorun.
I will tell you a story.
Master, it's not going for you.
Because we're going to do something to demonstrate your faith tonight. I received a phone call from Zambia. Daddy, your daughter, our pastor, had a terrible motor accident.
I've
just come out of the hospital to phone you because there's no way she can survive.
Mo kan jade lati wa pe yin lati le iwosan nitori ko si bo se le ru laja o.
The doctors have said she will die.
Awon dokita ti so pe kiku lo ma ku.
I said na lie.
Mo wa so fun won pe iro nla.
Oh, Daddy, you don't seem to get what I'm talking about.
Daddy, on ti mo so dabi pe ye yin o.
Her head had been battered.
Mosi ti gbo
one knee. The head.
Okay. Won ni pe ori re
had been battered.
O ti fo yanyan.
She's going to die.
Pe ki ku lo ma ku.
I said na la.
Mo ni ro la.
They said even if we take her by air ambulance to South Africa for specialist attention, she will even die before getting there anyway.
Won ni tan ba ti eni kan fi oko ofurufu gbe ni pajawiri lo si orilede South Africa ati kuko to dohun.
I said a lie.
Mo ni iro nla.
They said even if she leaves, because of the situation of the brain, she will never be able to do anything at all again. I said, she's here today. Doing marvelous works in the Arab countries.
O si se onla ni orilede awon Arabu.
So I want you to do something.
Mo fe ko se nkan kan lale yi.
If you can stand.
To ba le dide.
I want you to stand.
Mo fe ko dide.
And begin to say.
Ki o si ma so wi pe.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko nla Jesu.
The plan of the devil. Concerning my life.
Lori aye temi.
Na lie.
Iro
open your mouth and begin to say.
Sobe o lanu e ko so.
All the plan of the devil concerning my life, the lie. All the plan of the devil concerning my children, the lie. All the plan of the devil concerning my business, the lie. All the plan of the devil concerning my ministry, the lie. All the plan of the devil concerning my destiny, la la
irola
la la
irola
la la
irola
la la
iro patata
la la
irone.
You better open your mouth because God is listening.
La enu e o nitori Olorun gbo.
All the plan of the devil concerning the rest of my life, the lie. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Please be seated. I
want
to round up this section. The lifestyle of the Christian soldier
is
a life of discipline. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
verse 27,
Paul the Apostle said, I fasted often. Don't be surprised, there will be those who will counter me very quickly. All that the Bible said is by the just shall live by faith.
We pay on Tibibel is on the pay on the Bible.
It didn't say the just shall live by fasting.
Because sorry, we look to the Yoye, Nipa, we be.
It may just surprise you, though, that people like Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Yo, ya, you let no way, ya won't be. Mostly by
and when something happened that didn't allow him to achieve his goal, he went back and did another 40 days and 40 nights.
Nigba ti on kan si sele o tun pada lo lati lo gba awe mi ogoji osan ati ogoji oru.
To surprise you that somebody like Elijah,
yo ya yin lenu lati ri pe eyan bi Elijah na
fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And even the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who was God in the flesh, fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, I am telling you this because as soldiers of Christ, in the coming year,
Lord,
at least those of you in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, you're going to be fasting for 100 days.
Amen.
As Some people said, hey, for joy. Some people said, hey, he has come again. Those of you who said, hey, for joy, shout hallelujah. When
we're
going to fast, because we're soldiers of Christ, it's going to be voluntary. But the last time we fasted 100 days was 10 years ago. Some of us can remember where we were 10 years ago. And we know where we are today. I have good news for somebody. Next year is going to be a new beginning for someone. And then let me just jump all other actions that we see in the life of a Christian soldier. And conclude with this one for a moment. The lifestyle of a Christian soldier is a lifestyle of joy. Because the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10,
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10,
he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's a life of joy because it's a life of hope. In Joel chapter 2, verses 26 to 27. God repeated twice. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. I decree tonight, you will never know shame again. Why is it a life of joy? It is because it's a life where you have assurance of divine help. Help. God bless my interpreter.
Amen.
In Psalm 50, from verse 14 to 15, Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15, God promised that if we call on Him in the time of trouble, He said, I will answer you. I will deliver you. And you will glorify me. You have the assurance of help from the Almighty. The one who never fails. Not only do you have the assurance of help from God, the help will come instantly. Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 3.
Ori Davidi, Ori Keridini, Adota Esekini.
Psalm 46 from verse 1 to 3.
Ori David ori keri dini adota ese kini de iketa.
Tells us that our God is the ever present help in time of trouble.
Oni Olorun wa o na ni lowo lowo iran lowo ni igba iponju.
Is our refuge.
Oni abo wa.
Is our strength.
Oni agbara wa.
Help comes from him the very moment that we need it.
Iran lowo nti odo re wa ni kete ti a ba ti nilo re.
If anybody is in need of help tonight,
ti eni keni ba nilo iran lowo lale yi,
you will get it before we get out of here.
Wari ba ki a to kuro ni.
I have had the privilege of visiting heads of states practically all over the world.
Mo ti ni anfani lati gbe awon are orilede wo kaakiri agbaye.
And I know what you go through before you can get into the presence of the head of state.
Mo si mo ti a ma nla koja ka to le diwaju are.
All the protocol,
gbogbo awon ilana ati eto,
all the security checks,
ati gbogbo awon eso,
at their own invitation, they are the one asking you to come.
Awon na pe o pe ko wa o.
In some cases,
nibo mi gan ewe,
you can't even go in with your biro pe.
O ti e le mu o kalamu e wole.
They will check you and check you and check you.
Wọn tu ofini fini wọn fẹ bọ si hoho.
And by the time you get there, even before you get there, they've already started looking at the clock.
Ni ko to debe gan won ti mo wa go fun o.
And then I realize,
len gbo wa si awari,
that when I want to visit Jesus,
there
is no protocol. Nobody has to check
me.
I don't have to wait in reception hall. How long does it take me to get into the presence of Jesus? Instantly.
Logan, logan.
If I want to talk to Jesus now,
maybe
the only thing I need to do to attract his attention is to shout hallelujah. And how long do I have to stay in his presence? Nobody is coming to drag me out. If I want to stay with him from now till tomorrow night, I am welcome. It's a life of joy. It's a life of freedom. It's a life that nobody else can control. And you know what? Jesus Christ said,
Jesus Christ, we
in John chapter 16, verse
24.
Thank you, Father. The Lord asked me to tell someone, as long as there is water in the ocean, my oil will never dry on your head.
Ororo mi ko ni gbe lori re.
The Lord said,
Oluwa wipe,
up to this moment you haven't asked me anything.
Titi de sisiyi e o ti ibero ko.
Ask till your joy be full.
Ebere titi ayo yin yo fi kun.
You know, I have good news for somebody.
Mo ni iroyin ayo fun enikan o.
You will never weep again.
Oh, nisun komo.
If you ever weep, it you'll be weeping for joy.
Amen. To ba ni ekun sun lara o, o ma je ekun ayo.
Tonight,
lale yi,
we're going to ask God for certain things.
We're
going to give you a period when you will pray. And tonight, don't ask for small things. Ask God for big things. He's here. He's going to answer prayers tonight. He has promised us a jamboree of miracles. And I am going to get as many as possible for myself. I've always said it. Self first is not selfishness. What God said is, love your neighbor as yourself. You know what that means? First of all, love yourself. And then use that measure of the love you have for yourself to love your neighbor. So I told a friend of mine once, seek to be number one. And then wish your neighbor the very best. I have no objection for you also being next to number one.
Is
anybody here tonight who would like to be number one? Anyone here who wants to be the best? Anyone who wants to be the highest? Anyone who wants to finish well? And then let your hallelujah be louder than that of your friend.
Hallelujah. Don't you be the kid, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're going to pray for just a few minutes. Because we need to move on.
Need to the
Holy Communion service. But you want to write down the following prayer points? Number one,
Akoko,
you want to thank God that you are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Thank God that you are one of the chosen ones. And then talk to him. And say, Father, tonight, perfect my healing. I've learned that a sick soldier is of no use to you. Perfect my healing tonight. Number three. You say, Father,
Baba,
the bridge between me and the world.
Oh, afaratin beninu laarin emi ati aye.
Destroy tonight.
E wo pale lale yi.
So that I can never go back to the world. Number four. You say, Father, every obstacle trying to slow me down,
ohun ti an pe ni idiwa ati idena to fe da mi lekun
consumed by fire tonight.
Je ki na re ko jo wonun lale yi.
Every obstacle.
Ohun gbogbo ide ohun idiwa ati idena
trying to block my way to the goal you have set for me.
Eyi to fe de na mi to fe je de bi ilepa to ti da gbe kale fun mi.
Let your fire consume tonight.
Ki na re ko jo wonrun lale yi.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
You say, Father,
we pray, Baba,
the situation that can cause me to surrender to Satan.
Onko ti o sele ti o wa mu pe ki jowo le fun Satani.
Don't let it ever come my way.
Ma jo sele si mi o.
The situation that can ever cause me to surrender to Satan.
Onko yo wu to le sele. So mo kin teriba tabi kin jowo ara mi le fun Satani.
Don't let it ever happen to me.
Ko ma sele si mi o.
Number 6.
Ikefa.
You say, Father,
dupe baba,
for the rest of my life.
Fun yoku ojo aye mi.
Let me move constantly forward.
Eje ki ma tesiwaju lojojumo ni igba gbogbo.
Let me move constantly forward.
Ki ma tesiwaju ni igba gbogbo.
Then number 7.
Ikeje.
Father.
Baba.
Let me end well.
Je ki pari ere je mi ni daada.
And strong.
Pelu okun ati agbara.
Let me end well.
Ki pari daada.
And strong.
Inu okun ati agbara.
The altar is open.
Ale wa siwaju pepe.
We have very few minutes tonight.
Iseju die la ni lale yi.
Because we still have something else to do.
As you near one opopolopo nkan ta tun fe se.
You call on God now.
Wa ke pe Olorun nisisiyi.
As if you are the only person here.
Gege bi eni wi pe iwo nikan lo wa ni yi.
It doesn't matter how your neighbor may want to handle this moment.
Ko ni bi se bi awon ni tin belegbe re se fe se pelu ara won.
But you go to the Almighty God.
Iwo lo siwa odo Olorun Olodumare.
And spend the next few minutes.
Ki o si lo iseju die to ku yi.
To call on the Almighty God.
Lati ba Olorun Olodumare so.
Thank him for choosing you.
Ni wi pe o yan o.
Call on him to perfect your healing.
Pe wi pe ki o se ise iwosan re lase pe.
Ask him to help you.
Pe so fun pe ki o ran lowo
to destroy the bridge between you and the world so you can never backslide.
Pe afara to so to so opo fun aye ki Olorun o jalule ko ma ba le pada mo.
To consume every obstacle between you and his goal for you by fire.
Pe gbogbo idiwo tin be niwaju re ki Olorun o
that anything that can cause you to surrender to the devil, God will never let it come your
way.
For the rest of your life, it will be forward ever, forward ever, forward ever. Forward ever.
Forward ever.
That God will help you so you end well and end strong. thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
In the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko lo,
I decree from this altar,
mo pa ase lati ori pepe yi wa,
that God will grant your request.
Olorun yo dahun ibere re.
He will perfect your healing tonight.
Yo se iwosan re la se pe lale yi.
Anything that can take you back into the world, God will destroy.
Oko to le fa o pada lo sinu aye Olorun a pa won re lale yi.
Every obstruction between you and the purpose of God for your life, the fire of God will consume.
Ogun to le dabi iwo ati idena laarin iwo ati anyanmo re Olorun a jo wonun lale yi.
You will never surrender to the devil.
Oh, ni teri ba fun satani o.
Temptation will not overcome you.
Idowo ko di bori re.
You will finish well.
Wa pari ni daada.
You will reach your goal.
Wa si de oku ilepa re.
And you will never lose your crown.
O si ni padanu ade ogo re.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, shout hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
And then we can go back to our seats.